Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning, July 21st, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Beware the Pushback. Now, the Lord's kind of had us on a track this morning about there's things coming against the world and the devil is launching an attack against the church. And we've experienced a lot of attacks and things this week, but we're not to look at it personally. This is a more of a bigger scheme that we're suffering things because we're part of the body of Christ and we're standing our ground and we're getting flack. So this is, I'd like to read to you, this is a Joe M. retweet. This was July 18th. It says here, breaking, U.S. Court of Appeals preparing to release 2,000 pages of documents revealing sex crimes committed by prominent American politicians, business executives, and foreign leaders. According to Q, Epstein Island is the keystone. Vanity Fair article, this was by Gabriel Sherman, this was on 7/17. More than 50 women have come forward so far. Don't be amazed at the pushback. This is 1 Peter 4:12. You know, think it not strange concerning the fire trial that is to trial you. You think, well, what have I done wrong? Why is this coming against me? Well, you know what's why it's coming against you. The keystone's about to fall, crumble. The thing that all the nasty stuff that's all the little children that have been murdered and raped and sodomized all across the world, we're looking at this thing coming down to the ground and implicating thousands and thousands of people around the world. On March 5th, 2018, Facebook survey asked users if they condone pedophilia. So they've been trying to push the legalization of pedophilia. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she wanted that. The demonic world system is pushing to have this normalized. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought pedophilia was good for the children and wanted the age of consent lowered to 12. I believe she's probably dead, but be in agreement with me that she will either resign or it will come out that she has passed and that before the election, so the president can go ahead and nominate somebody else and get them in office before the election. That's what we need to speak. I've heard different ones say that she actually has passed back in November, from what I understand, or something like that. But that some way or another, the deep state got her body, incinerated her body, so they have no body. So, and they've got a body double that's playing her part. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, we just need them, supernaturally all this to come out in the open so that we can get the court stacked. Okay. All right, we need stacked courts throughout the land. Amos 5:20. Let's read Amos 5. It's... Okay, 20 is the scripture, Amos 5:20, is that right? Okay. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, even very dark with no brightness in it? I despise your feast, and I will not smell or savor or take delight in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me your burnt offerings and your cereal offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I look upon the peace or thanks offerings of your fatted beast. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice run down like waters and righteousness as a mighty and ever-flowing stream. Did you bring me sacrifice and cereal offerings during these 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? No, but instead of bringing me the appointed sacrifices, you carried about the tent of your king, Succoth and Kiawan, names of the gods of the planet Saturn, your images of your star god, which Amplified put that planet Saturn in there. That's not in the original translation. Your images of your star god, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will cause you to go into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. So we need stacked courts throughout the land. We need for justice to run down like waters and righteousness as a mighty overflowing stream. There is a massive pushback against the church right now, so try not to see it as personal. The church is the power behind the president. Okay, another Joe M. This is another Joe M. Retweet. It was a picture of Epstein's palace in its red and blue stripe with the gold dome on top. And it shows the archway and it shows the keystone. The Epstein's blue stripe temple markings are symbolic of an age-old Luciferian transgenerational elite cult whose goal is to eradicate Christ and permanently install the reign of evil on the earth. That's okay. We must stand, not react to circumstances or attacks from people personally. Now let's look over to Acts 16. We're going to see Lord's been speaking to us about how we act under trial, that we're to take it that we're suffering for Him, and not to take it as a personal attack, and not even to really come against the people that are attacking us. Okay, Paul and Silas had it made, had it done. They knew. In 16, it says, as we were on our way to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination, and she brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She kept following Paul and us shouting loudly, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They announced you the way of salvation. She did this many days. Then Paul, being sorely annoyed and worn out, turned and said to the spirit within her, I charge in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very moment. You know, that happens when conservatives gather today to have whatever they have. The dissidents always show up and mock. But when her owners discovered that their hope of profit was gone, they caught hold of Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities in the forum. And when they had brought them before the magistrates, they declared, these fellows are Jews and they are throwing our city into great confusion. They encouraged the practice of customs, which it is unlawful for us Romans to accept or observe. The crowd joined in the attack upon them, and the rulers tore the clothes off of them and commanded that they be beaten with rods. Sounds like an Antifa. And when they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. He, having received a charge, put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, as Paul and Silas were having a nervous breakdown, calling the lawyers, bad-mouthing the leaders. No, as they were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and at once all the doors were open and everyone's shackles were unfastened. You know what? How much better of a response would we get if we did it the Bible way and people saw the power of God show up? Because this jailer and his whole household get saved because of this, and everyone in the prison saw what happened, heard what happened. See, when the power of God shows up, you don't have to explain. It explains itself. All right, Psalms 8:2 says, how do you steal the avenger? He's ordained praise. This is what our training has been all about as the soldiers of the cross. Time to act like men. No more reacting, but only acting. Matthew 7. You're under attack by Satan and view it as such, because we are winning. See, we're winning. Keep your armor on and keep on standing. This is not the time to run for the foxhole or to retreat in defeat. We are taking out the strongholds of the enemy. He is defeated.